So Shorish Aleph, the Rambam says, it doesn't make sense what the Bahag did to include mitzvahs with the Rabbanim. Because the Loshon HaGemara is Tariyak mitzvahs, Namal on the Moshe B'Sinai. Because Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbein about the din of the Rabbanim. It's far-fetched, he says, to say that the Baruch Hu told them that in a few centuries there will be a Nes Purim, when the Nes Purim comes, then you should read the Megillah. Baruch Hu told that to Moshe Rabbein. He says, where did they get the mistake from? Why did they make a mistake to think you should? Why did the Bahad make a mistake to think that you should include mitzvahs the Rabbanim? Masha Yeroyali, in my opinion, Shehviya Mavzeh, what led the Bahad to think that mitzvahs the Rabbanim should be included? Says because the Gemara in Masech Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel says, you say a bracha when you like there is Chanukah, Shekem Shana the Mitzvaysa B'Tzivanu, God commanded us. Gemara said, how can it be? Gemara says, because it says, Loisasur. So you see that God commanded us. When did he command us? Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, I told him. So he said, nah, limi tamzen monoism. That's why they included it. You say the bracha, shekirshan, so it's a rabbanon. So then you should count all the dinim the rabbanon. Why you only count Nikra, Megillah, and Hadlokas, Neres, Chanukah, and Halal? They should have counted Eruvei Chatzeres. That's what he asked. Tilus Yadayim, Mitzvah Seira, King Anavah, Yisrael Shekhutan, that's all. And Tilus Yadayim, on Mitzvah Seira. Just like it's Ebrach, on Nikram Megillah, Harkin, Shachanikah, they should include those also. So the Ramban answers, no. He says that the Tilus Yadayim was instituted, Erev was instituted by Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, as a Siyav. The Tilus Yadayim is because Yadayim Shnei saying, and Shlomo HaMelech introduced the Takana, that if you touch Truma, Hashem is also Shlishi the Truma. So that's a Gzeret the Rabbana. So all the Gzeret the Rabbana are included in the one Pasuk of Mishmartem as Mishmarti. So we're including, we're counting that. And the Bahag only counts the Takonis the Rabbana. This is the Rabbana. Hadlokas the Rabbana. Mikram the Gilda and Halel. Those are Takonis the Rabbana. Even though you say a bracha when you make an Erev, you say a bracha on the Tilus Yadayim. So he says the Rabban answers, those were instituted as a Siyog. So it's all the Siyogim have one mitzvah. Shmartem is more Shmartem. Then he closed the Gemara. Ma'am Rishon is a mitzvah. He said, bracha, yeah. For his bar shikoma, she tiknu ha-neviyim, aleim ha-shon. Shon da'ach ha-moshe ha-ben, who gam came with the Rabban. The bear amru, the fairish. The fairish amru, shon she tikn shloim ha-melech, made a takana eruvim, he died, he filled his yadayim. Yatsa basko bi amra chacham bini v'samach libi. So why don't you, that's Rambam's kasha, so why didn't the Ba'a count until the Sadaim and Erev? But the Aruban becomes a famous Erev in the Rabbanan Yikvar, it's only the Rabbanan. Until the Sadaim is with the Reserv, and Yikvar is by law, Shkama should pick the Lacha Moshe and Yikvar the Rabbanan. Even though the Nevi'im introduced it, it's still with the Rabbanan. Omnam the art of Hazek, Kadesh, and Artaf, Shem, Shem, Mikram, Megillah, Babon, Shem, Tik, and Nevi'im, Yikvar, and Eraisa. You may think that because Mikram, Megillah was introduced, it was Man HaNevi'im, you may think that it's the Eraisa, that's wrong. Erev and the Rabban Alpir, Shem, Tik, and Shlana, Ben, Dabir, Bez, Dino. Zeu, Shem, Alam, Zula, Sena, that's what the Bahag made a mistake. The Manan, he counts, Halbashas, Harumim, he counts to give tzedakah to the aniyim, he counts as a mitzvah, the tayag mitzvah. Babush and Matzah, the Sefer Yishayah, chapter Nenches, Kisira, Oren, Lechisisa. Nah, but the Yodah, the Bahag made a mistake. He said, Nich, Nesach, Samar, is Bab, Dei, Machsar, Shei, Yatzalai. So, plus again, Chumash, and Parash, and Sri'e. You have to give tzedakah. The person needs clothing, you give him clothing. Ki'inyan, Zeh, Hatzivoy, the mitzvah of tzedakah, a person is starving, you should give him food. And if he doesn't have any clothing, you have to give him clothing. And eat the matzah, you have to give a mattress. Mishael matzah. Ksus, give clothing. Mishael ksus. Benasi hapone, we should marry off the single people. That's all part of the mitzvah itself. Mishael meyachod, it's meyachod. He does know how to find the shidduch on his own. So we have to marry him off. We have to get him a shidduch. We have to make him a chasana. the pay for the party, the narrative, Nisha Darka Lirka, if a man used to be wealthy, he used to ride on a horse, he used to drive a car, and now he lost all of his wealth and he has to go by foot. So part of the mitzvah is to okay, you have to get him back a horse again, you have to get him back a car again. It's all included in the mitzvah of tzedakah. You shouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah. Tisira orim l'chisisa. Neishu mefursam v'loshem adam. Zeh kula nichnas tachas amor. It's all included in the pasuk. Chomish day machsar Hashem. V'loshem adam etzel eimu mechuper. V'loshem adam etzel eimu mechuper v'lad v'sofron. V'loshem aferes. I know what that means. V'loshem ha-talmud. Everybody has the same text. You have the same text that I have. You have also the normal text.
You have the Bar Ilan.
I have the Bar Ilan. I'm not sure it's the same text.
Maybe you have a better reading.
I'm not sure exactly.
It must have a new translation. This doesn't mean so. The new translation, they probably make it clear. I don't know what he's writing on it. The Russian Hatamid Eitzel Eila by the Bahar. Those who think like him, you included all the mitzvahs in Rabbanon, so then the Russian Akimor is going to be Mechuba Belagi Sof, Russian Akimor. Russian Akimor is going to be very choppy, not going to be sweet. It's not good, that's what the Rambam's repeating. The reason why the Bahag made a mistake and included the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah in Hagom's Nevis Chanka because he said bracha. And if not for the Lula, they said, not for the fact that he said bracha, they would have understood that you don't count the Gil of Adam and not mitzvah, Shnam and Moshe Messina. Moshe Abena wasn't told the Dina Drabban. Moshe and Agamara Bishmuz Dafel on the desk. That on Har Sinai, the Jewish people said Nasim and Ishma. What? On the Tayag Mitzvah, so Eli Yavah Mitzvah should establish on Har Sinai. How do you know Mitzvah Shasir is Chadesh to Mamikra Megila Minai? How do you know when they said Nasim and Ishma, they obligated themselves to include the Mitzvah of the Rabbanim as well? So it doesn't mean that they accepted our Sinai. They accepted our Sinai that they're going to observe all the mitzvahs that are upon them. No. They believe the whole mitzvah should keep the Nevi'im Achachan and Achachim. It says by Mikra Megillah, it says, Kimu Vikiblu. Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar. They repeated the Kabbalah Sateres. And then they accepted after the Nespurim, they accepted it upon themselves to observe the Mikra Megillah. But it wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Hatema and the Kasha, the Pele, they ma'amona mitzvah says to Shema the Rabbanu to Moshe Zachanu l'amona gam ke mitzvah lo says it. Shema the Rabbanu. The Bahag, why did it only include mitzvah says it in the Rabbanu? Why didn't it include mitzvah lo says it? Moshe is part of the mitzvah says it. Is a din deraisin. So most assume that it's only with the Rabbanan though. So he says the Bahag included Nerchanik Mikhail and their brachas. Bahalal Hoylahem Lindus Kamkin of Hamits is no sense. Achas Vyesum Shnias, Achas Vyesum Mitzvahs. Look, the Chumash lists off, I'm not allowed to live with my sister. Not allowed to live with, not allowed to marry my aunt, my mother, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, all this. And the Rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech Arian, 21 additional relatives that you're not allowed to marry. So just like you can't, your sister, your mother, your mother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your daughter, your daughter-in-law, all these are listed as Lois Esser. So the Ba'ak should have counted the 21 Shnias with the Rabbanon, the 21 relatives that Shlomo HaMelech prohibited us from marrying. There's 21 mitzvahs lo sesim. Why did he only include mitzvah sesim in the Rabbanon? Why didn't he include mitzvah lo sesim in the Rabbanon? He, Kemoshe, called erva v'yevo lo sesim deraisa, just like on the level of deraisa, you count every relative that you're not allowed to marry. As a separate lo sesim, similarly, kach, kol shniya shniya. Shniya l'arais means in the Rabbanon, those that are shlamah melech prohibited. All the shniya l'arais. Kach, similarly, Koshniya Shnira says in the Rabbanim. If you all that you include in the Rabbanim, Moshe Bir Al Yonu, the Gemara says in the Feirish, Shnira is with the Seva. So the answer is because you're not supposed to include mitzvahs with the Rabbanim. The whole Bahag is wrong. Shouldn't include that mitzvah says and that mitzvah where it says. Or he's buried the Talmud and says, the Feirish and the Gemara, Shemai Maha Mishnah, Isa Mitzvah, the Mishnah in Yavamis, Daf Kof says, it's a mitzvah, it's a kedusha. What's it's a mitzvah? It's a lamb. What's about hashnias? Shnias la rachis. The relative of shlananel koedin. Rama, my mitzvah, why is it called it's a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So that's his kasha against the bag. If he's including mitzvah, says him in the rabbanu, he should have included mitzvah, says him in the rabbanu. Chain hoi lahem limnas the bahag. The lahem, they, the bahag, and his group, include mitzvahs in the Rabban, they should be included in the Chalal. Achos Chalitza should be in the Rei Sefer. Achos Kirushasa. Achos Kirushasa. Achos Ishta is an Issa de Reis. Achos Ishta Bechayeho. Calls man that my wife is still alive, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. After my wife dies, Achos Ishta is only Bechayeho. After the wife dies, he's allowed to marry the sister. What about if he divorced his wife, then he's not allowed to marry him. Achos Kirushasa is an Issa Deraisa. Calls man that his first wife is still alive. After she dies, even if she dies after he divorced her, then he's permitted to marry the sister-in-law. Achos Ishta Bechayehu, the person says. Achos Ishta Lacham Nisus Ishta's mother. And Achos Chalutza is also with the Rabbanim. So here's why didn't the Baha'i conclude Achos Chalutza also? If I did Chalitza to my sister-in-law, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. But now, the Nimne Kolesha de Rabbanah, the same one says de Rabbanah. If you're going to adopt the position of the Baha'i, you're going to include mitzvahs in Rabbanah, there's going to be thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. There are thousands of Dinim de Rabbanah. Or the Lalof and Rabbin. It comes out to be Zedomabur. That's obvious, though. That's ridiculous. You can't include mitzvah Rabbanah. Klal, I'm shocked at the whole story. You call Mashiach the Rabbanah, the Yimna Bechal Taryag mitzvah. It doesn't belong. The Klal Azehu Kulo Kosev Akher. Ema Domer Rabbanah. The Klal, the rule, the 613, goes on Dinim the Rais. Umne Mayos and Mani Matzasan Rajem the Rabbanah. Some mitzvahs they do include. Some the Ozvi Matzasan. Some of them they delete. Some they do include, some they don't include. Here in Nehem, they decided, the Baha'i decided which to include, which not to include. In the Yeshua, the Kabbalah machine point. It's not acceptable that you should include some Dinin the Rabban and other Dinin the Rabban. That doesn't make sense. Amar and Misha Amar, even if the Baha'i lived in the days of the Gainim, with all due respect, he doesn't accept. Amar and Misha Amar doesn't care who said it. In the Iron Yinzeh, Shurish and Mopsel, Shurish Bafani. That's the first cloud. Only count mitzvahs the rice, you don't include mitzvahs the rabbi. What's the Shurish and Shani? Wow. Long discussion.
Nun Aleph.
Thank you, Nun Aleph.
Thank you.
Whoa. Shurish and Shani. Shein why didn't this call Masha the maid in the Achas for Yud Gimel Midrash are Torah Negreshens Ben or Beribu. Only Torah should have stopped. Whenever you read in between the lines, Torah Shabbateh is not included. So the Rabban says, why? All Torah Shabbateh was invented with the Rabbanan. No, Torah Shabbateh is Menat Torah. That's the Rabban's Kashi against the Rabban. And the answer is that Rambam, we understand why. The Rambam in Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos in Brachos disagrees with the Gaonim. There are several midrashim where he says, "Kol Masha Talmid Basik Gazit Nachadish Nemalal Moshe Misina." Any chiddush halacha that Talmid Chacham will say in the future generation, everything was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gaonim took that literally. And they said every single bin is taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Yud Gimel Midrash. So what's Yud Gimel Midrash? Shatern and Rashi's man. Not that the best in every generation has the right to come up with a new din. They can invent a new din by reading in between the lines. No, that's the way the Goyim say Yud Gimel Midrash. Shatern and Rashi's man is a way to check whether your tradition is accurate or not. but they can never come up in the later generations. Chacham can never come up with a din deraisa that was never known before. That's what the Goyim said. Everything was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. You give me is just to check yourself. Maybe your masor is incorrect, so if you can figure it out. But you give me this, then it shows your masor is correct. You can't invent a new thing. So the Rambam said that's scandalous. You say like that. You say like the Goyim. How is there room for machlokes? Every machlokes is based on the fact that they forgot what the tradition was. So he said that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people. They forgot everything. Every page in the Gemara has a machlokes, Tanoim, always machlokes. Every machlokes is because they forgot what the tradition is. The most precious thing that we have is the Torah. How can they forget everything? So the Rambam says it's scandalous. You can't say that. The Rambam says, you can admit it, Shatan of Rashi's men. The best in every generation has the right to come up with new dinim that were never heard. Never told to Moshe Rabbeinu. I says, "Kol Moshe Talmid Basa Basa Mechanech." Never learned Moshe from Sinai. So the Rambam doesn't relate to that. So the later Mefarshim explained, according to the Rambam, what it means was that the text of the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter. And the Yud Gimel Midos were given to him. So in every generation, the Chachamim applied one of the Midos to a Pasuk. This is included in what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that it was given explicitly.
What about the Midos, like the Kseir Shalvi, the Hamadim,
okay, that was given. That's also a problem. The Shita Mukhubetz is in the Mubin Tziya, or the Pays, I think. Shita Mukhubetz is this. The Gemara has clothing. If you have Kseir Shalvi, move to the Mishnei Tzadim. The word is extra in both places, then you have, then it's a better Xerah Shavah, and then it's only moved in one place. What do you mean better? So, if you have Xerah Shavah and moved in Mishnah, then there's room to argue that logically you shouldn't be related. They made the name machine, you don't think it was only moved in inside Echa, then they made them a machine. You write the Darshan that you call it Xerah Shavah. But if there's a room to argue, so then you reject the Xerah Shavah. I'm sure it is, but the Xerah Shavah is a tradition. Ain Adam Dam Yatzman, Ken King of my rabbi. So how is there room to think so? It's a tradition of Kedarshan. So the Sheikh of the Prophet says, it's not so. It doesn't mean that there was a tradition in every single Xerah Shavah. Some Rishonim answer, had a tradition. How many Xerah Shavahs have a right to Darshan? Have a right to Darshan 186 Shabbos, I'm guessing. And you can darshan any Xerah Shabbos you want. But there is room, there is wiggle room. You can darshan any 186 you want. You can't exceed 186. That's what Sami Shabbos said. The minyan, the number of Xerah Shabbos you have a right to darshan, was a tradition, but which particular Xerah Shabbos, they didn't have a tradition. Other Rishonim say no, the words were given. The word tachas, the sinai, shalom, kesef, they were given a masur, what words you have a right to darshan, which tachas, you have a right to darshan, whatever tachas. So even in Xerah Shavah, and it's beferish in Gemara, that there is rabbinic input in darshan in Xerah Shavah. So that's what the Rambam holds. Tayag mitzvahs, nemalon Moshe Mesinai. What if the Bezdin in the new generation comes up with a new mitzvah? Based on the new kilometers, and then you have to throw out one of the old mitzvahs. Because only have 613. So he says, no, 613 is on Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat is going to be more than 613. We don't include the new kilometers, not like the Ramban said. Ramban was Choshe, the Rambam. And he holds that all the Yudim and Mubish are Tom Rashes, man, everything is just on a smack them in the Rabbah. That's ridiculous. The Rambam agrees, Yudim and Mubish is their Isaac. The Rambam Shita is that you can't include dinim that are mitzvahs that are based on Yudim and Mubish, because they're in the Dova Sof, and every generation the Bezdin has a right. That's how the Rambam holds the Torah against the Gaonim. Bezdin in every generation has a right to darshan Yudim and Mubish the way they see fit. So then one generation will be 625 mitzvahs, the generation 725, 825. You're going to have way more than 613. When you start, you have 613 based on Torah Shabbat alone. So that's the second cloud. You don't include dinim that were established based on Yud Gimel Midos. Itzlach is a sefer of brachas by the Nodi Behuda. Tzion Nefesh Chaya. I think his mother's name was Chaya. His mother passed away. Nodi Behuda's mother. And he wanted to memorialize the mother, so he called this sefer Tzion. Tzion means like a matzeva. He called it Tzion. Tzion Nefesh Chaya. Should be a memorial to his mother, like a Megillah's Esther. Yes. His mother passed away when he was about to publish his sefer. His mother's name was Esther, so he wanted to memorialize his mother. That's what he writes in the introduction. He called the sefer Megillah's Esther. So the tzlach and brachas has a kasha. The Mishnah quotes the din. The man tiyatar Hashem yifichot kibiyav chazaka yotziach Hashem yimitzrayim. No, how to say it. The man tiskar sem tzeis chamiyaretz mitzayim ko yimei chayecho. It says in Parshas Re'ei, when it has the Parsha of all the Yamim Tovim there, it says on Pesach night they have to eat Korban Pesach. The reason why you have to eat Korban Pesach is to remember the story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Torah Shabbat has an additional level of interpretation. The Mantiskar, in addition to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. We interpret an additional level of interpretation. So the Mantiskar is a Mantaskir. We should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Koyim Echayecha. Every day of the year, we should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the third parsha in Kriyas Shema. The Sechir is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Tzlach is the Kasha. How come the Rambam didn't quote that in the Minyan HaMitzvah? The Rambam only quotes Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. Kishol Chabim Chamach Olem Allah, where is Aslachem? The Martin said on Pesach Hu Nashem. The Rambam only quotes the mitzvah of Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. He never quotes in the Minyan HaMitzvah, he never quotes the mitzvah of Sechir is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is famous. Rav Chaim has two fancy answers on the kasha, but the simple answer is that that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is you should eat Korban Pesach, Mantiskar, Koyim Echayecha, you should eat Korban Pesach, Hamlel, HaSeder, in order that you should always remember the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shel Baal Peh. The drushes of the Torah Shel Baal Peh don't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvah. That's what the Rambam says in Shir HaSheni. That's the simple answer. Two answers of Rav Chaim are also correct, but you don't really need more answers. So the Rambam is saying, Barbiana the Psychos Tiburena, ah, Pirish HaMishnayos. It says he explained in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnayos. So Rav Dini HaTar Yotsu, the Shloshe Sumir HaTar Yotsu. Most of the halachas in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, most of the halachas are based on Yud Gimel Minis. Sha'adin ha'yetzer b'nidim yosma minis. Hine pamim tipo ba machlekes. Sometimes you have machlekes ha'tanoim, or machlekes ha'marayim. She'esh nam dinim, ein peirushim b'kibbonim im reishim. Ein machlekes b'nim. That's what the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. He writes that Mishnah contains the Torah Shel Baal Peh. There are five parts to the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So he says, one is the dinim that are based on Yud Gimel Minis. That's the majority of Rav Dini HaTorah, based on Yud Gimel Minis. Then there are Pirushim Lamu Kibbalim and Moshe Mesinai, that I and Tachasayim are not to be taken literally. And Kriyat Hadar means an Esra. Doesn't mean anything you want. And similarly, there are certain phrases in the Chumash that we have a tradition what it means. And that's Torah Shel Baal Peh. And then you have Halacha Moshe Mesina. These are the three different parts of the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So he says, Machlaikis is only Shayin in the Yud Gimel Nidus. How to apply them? She is Sham Dinim Ein Pirushim Kibbalim. Pirushim Kibbalim. And there's no Machlaikis on it. That creates thought that means an Esri. Lehaim Adim, Rai Amen, Bachas, Biyud Gimel Nidus. Why do they need? The Gemara proves that creates thought that means an Esri. Why do they have to prove it? The Rambam says creates thought is one of the Pirushim Lam Kibbalim, the Moshe Mesina. So they said the reason why they tried to find a locker in the Yud Gimel Nidus. The Kriya Tzad, that means an Esri, Ki, the Chachmas HaKasu, the Mishbach who dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way, such a style, Shehu Epshei Shehi Matze Barem is Barra La Pirish Ahu Amhubu Amhubu O Hektish Yerwa. The Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that you'd be able to find the remnants by reading in between the lines with the Pirushim HaMekubalim that Moshe will see. He said, you don't really need Pirushim HaMekubalim. You don't really need the Yudil Amidus on this. You have a tradition that's what the phrase means, so that's it. There's no room for any Makhlak Sparbiyan. He said, Linyan Shah explained it in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah. Kishahaya is their case. And since this is the case in A, why call Mashin Imsa Chachamim Shem? It's here the Ekish. You can read his name, Shem, and the Mashin Isida. The Gemara says, Tayag Mitzvahs are given to Moshe Rabbeinu the Hasid. Yud Gimel Midas, the principles were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but every single detail is learned that from Yud Gimel Midas. That took centuries and centuries over the years. One bezin after the other, the Darshan Yud Gimel Midas, they came up with new deen. But all these new deen were not told to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chachamim developed them over the years. Shehaya Zeh came since this, the fact. And they look on Moshe Nimsa, Chacham Shatzidi, that is, Yud Gimel Midas, Nam Shonam Ala Moshe Mitzina. It wasn't told, the principle was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, that there are Yud Gimel Midas, but the application on any given person was developed over the centuries by the rabbis. The Lord Dam came on, but Bechol Moshe Nimsa, in the Talmud, Yisimuchu Alachas, Be Yud Gimel Midas, Shehu the Rabbala. He said over here, we have Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai that creates all the means and aspects. I think Mara has brushes to try to establish creates all the means and aspects. So he said, that's only an asmak. So he said, but I didn't mean to say, Lord Gamkein, I did not mean to say that Kol Mashem Tzem Tam Yisrach Olach Meirin. He didn't mean to say that every time they have a pasuk, it's an aspach to the Rabbanim. No! If come to be a Firish Mekubal. And then you read a pasuk, so sometimes it's a dinder, I say, sometimes an aspach. Ficha roi bezesh kol mashu lo tinzei pasuk. The Torah, the tinzei, the Talmud, should amdu biachas biyud yom midas, and they are rehen biachas, which is a good term, so that they're rising, and also, the Rambam includes, I'll tell you what he's writing. The Rambam counts Kiddush as one of the Yud Gimel Midas. The Zohar V'Shamer. The Shamer is Hashem. The Shabbos means the person doesn't do Malach on Shabbos. That's Shamer. The Zohar Shem Shabbos, which actually means to mention the Kiddush HaYayim on Shabbos, to recite Kiddush. So the Rambam counts Zohar Shem Shabbos as one of the Tariyak Mitzvahs. So he says, maybe that's only a Torah about them. But Zohar means Lahaskir. Maybe Pshutush HaMikra means Zohar Shem Shabbos Lekatcho. Remember when Shabbos comes, not to do Malacha. So it says, no, the Gemara says, the Gemara has a Lashem. Lashem Chayavis B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Even though Kiddush should have been considered a mitzvah, says the Shaz Hamla. The Gemara says it's an exception to the rule. Zachar v'shamer v'divrei ekodemru, and that's treated like a hektish. And since women are mechuyev to observe shamer is a loises, the women are mechuyev to observe loises, even if it's mangrove. Therefore, the women and Zachar Kiddush was given a harsina together, v'divrei ekodemru, is given together with shamer. So since women are mechuyev to observe shamer, women are mechuyev to observe Zachar as well. So the Rambam says, those who receive the Mekablin, both the rabbis and the Gemara, the Mekablin, if those who receive the Kabbalah, Moshe Kibbalah Torah Misina, Yisrael Yeshua, so if the Mekablin HaTorah had a tradition, and Kiddush Hayom is Dvar Torah, that phrase Dvar Torah means that it's Pshut Nishlam Mikvah. It's not a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Meir. Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekatcho, that's the Pshut Nishlam Mikvah, that it goes on reciting Kiddush. It's not that Zachar needs a shame Shabbat, not to do it alone. No. Zachar means to recite Kiddush. It's not an additional level of interpretation. The is the pshuta shal mikvah, and the kaplan said, because the Gemara says the right thing. That's what he says. Unless they themselves, unless the rabbis, and Mar said, "Luftar the raisa." Right there.
Stop. Next one.
Okay. You gotta be there.